Chapter 33.
Promises to the Tried. The fact that we are called upon to endure trial shows that the Lord Jesus sees in us something precious which he desires to develop. If he saw in us nothing whereby he might glorify his name, he would not spend time in refining us. He does not cast worthless stones into his furnace. God's love for his children during the period of their severest trial is as strong and tender as in the days of their sunniest prosperity. Words cannot describe the peace and joy possessed by him who takes God at his word. Trials do not disturb him. Slights do not vex him. Self is crucified. Day by day his duties may become more taxing, his temptations stronger, his trials more severe. But he does not falter, for he receives strength equal to his need. Seek the Lord for wisdom in every emergency. In every trial, plead with Jesus to show you a way out of your troubles, and your eyes will be opened to behold the remedy and to apply to your case the healing promises that have been recorded in his word. In this way, the enemy will find no place to lead you into mourning and unbelief. But instead you will have faith and hope and courage in the Lord. The Savior is by the side of his tempted and tried ones. With him there can be no such thing as failure, loss, impossibility, or defeat. We may keep so near to God that in every unexpected trial our thoughts will turn to him as naturally as the flower turns to the sun. It is no time now to sink down beneath discouragement and trial. The Lord has shown me that his grace is sufficient for all our trials. And although they are greater than ever before, yet if we trust wholly in God, we can overcome every temptation, and through his grace come off victorious. When trials and tribulations come to you, know that they are sent in order that you may receive from the Lord of glory renewed strength and increased humility, so that he may safely bless and support and uphold you. Often our trials are such that they seem almost unbearable, and without help from God they are indeed unbearable. Unless we rely upon him, we shall sink under the burden of responsibilities that bring only sadness and grief. But if we make Christ our dependence, we shall not sink under trial. If received in faith, the trial that seems so bitter and hard to bear will prove a blessing. The cruel blow that blights the joys of earth will be the means of turning our eyes to heaven. How many there are who would never have known Jesus had not sorrow led them to seek comfort in him. The very trial that taxes our faith the most severely and makes it seem as though God had forsaken us is to lead us more closely to him, that we may lay all our burdens at the feet of Christ and experience the peace which he will give us in exchange. We have only to live one day at a time, and if we get acquainted with God, he will give us strength for what is coming tomorrow, grace sufficient for each day, and every day will find its own victories just as it finds its trials. We have the same God that has worked for his people in ages past. Jesus stands by our side, and shall we falter? As the trials come, the power of God will come with them. God brings his people near him by close, testing trials, by showing them their own weakness and inability, and by teaching them to lean upon him as their only help and safeguard. Then his object is accomplished. They are prepared to be used in every emergency, to fill important positions of trust, and to accomplish the grand purposes for which their powers were given them. God takes men upon trial. He proves them on the right hand and on the left, and thus they are educated, trained, disciplined. Jesus, our Redeemer, man's representative and head, endured this testing process. He suffered more than we can be called upon to suffer. Not one of us is excusable under any form of trial for letting our hold upon God become loosened. He is our source of strength, our stronghold in every trial. When we cry unto him for help, his hand will be stretched forth mightily to save.